Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
September 28. 2 Samuel 24. Galatians 4. Ezekiel 31. Psalm 79. Galatians chapter 4 includes a couple of sections that have long prompted Christians to ponder exactly how Paul understands the history of Israel, especially the so-called allegory of verses 21 through 31. They attract a great deal of attention. Tucked into the middle of the chapter, however, are two short paragraphs that disclose a great deal of the apostle's heart, verses 12 through 20, even though they are easily overlooked. The first, verses 12 through 16, finds the apostle pleading with the Galatians. He insists that his strong language with them has nothing to do with personal hurt. "You have done me no wrong," verse 12. Indeed, he reminds them the earliest stage of their relationship established a link Paul could never break. "He first went among them," he says, "because of an illness," verse 13. We cannot be sure what it was. Perhaps the best guess, though it is no more than a guess, is that Paul arrived by boat on the southern coast of what is now Turkey, and while ministering there contracted malaria or some other subtropical disease. The best solution in those days was to travel into the highlands, into the regions of the Galatians. There, Paul found a people remarkably helpful and welcoming. As he preached the gospel to them, they treated him as if he were an angel of God. Verse 14. How could Paul possibly resent them or write them off? But tragically, their joy has dissipated. They have become so enamored with the alien outlook of the agitators that they view Paul as an enemy because he tells them the truth. Verse 16. Here, then, is an apostle intimately involved in the lives of the people to whom he preaches, ready and eager to engage with them out of the complex history of their relationships, yet unwilling to compromise the truth in order to smooth out these relationships. In Paul, integrity of doctrine must stand with integrity in relationships. They are not to be pitted against each other. Paul perceives and gently exposes a deep character flaw in the Galatians. They love zealous people. Not the least those who are zealously pursuing them, without carefully evaluating the direction of the zeal, verses 17 through 20. Paul warns, "It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good," verse 18. Unable to communicate by telephone or email and thus have an instant update, the apostle is uncertain how best to proceed. Should he continue his rebuke? Should he now change his tone and woo them? He feels like a mother who has to go through the agony of labor a second time to bring to birth all over again the child she has already born. Should contemporary pastors and leaders care less for those in their charge who stray?